dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
No, it's not Matt Russell. It's Albert Hall from Acacia. Matt's on vacation or strolling somewhere, I think, on the East Coast, just having a lot of fun. Made a huge mistake by asking me to host this show for him because he had no idea what I was going to come up with. I'm here with a couple of people today. Chris Hunt, who is a manager for the Acacia Restaurant Group. Chris, how you doing?
Doing very well.
Good. We've got we have Norma Gentry here from Pro Ventures, my posse, and I've got Joel over there. How are we doing today, Joel?
Doing good. How you doing?
Excellent. So, everybody read the Daily Star this morning. Caliente?
Yep.
Food fight results are in. And last week's food fight was ribs. Who has the best ribs?
You know, I'm a big fan of El Corral.
El Corral didn't even make the list.
Yeah, well, that's probably why I didn't vote.
Yeah. We got the top contenders listed here in this article. Oh, Acacia didn't make the list either. Oh, actually, yeah, it did. Okay, it actually made it in a couple different categories. Okay, good. Top contenders, Mr. K's on South Park Avenue, Texas Roadhouse, Acacia, Jack's Original Barbecue, Acacia at St. Phillips, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Kingfisher, Acacia at St. Phillips, Broondogs. Oh, Acacia again.
That's amazing. They made it so many times.
Matt told me I could say Acacia as many times as I wanted. In fact, that was part of the trade-off for me doing the show for him, was that I would be able to plug my own restaurant. I don't know if you heard, was it last week or the week before, Pat Connors?
I did.
Shameless. Okay. Moving on down the list, Acacia at St. Phillips. We've got Famous Dave's, Agave at the Desert Diamond Casino, Daisy May's Steakhouse, Brushfire Barbecue on Campbell, Lil Abner's, Bub's Grub, Acacia, Silver Saddle Steakhouse, and Acacia again. Fantastic. Sounds like Acacia's in pretty good company there. You know what I think we should do? I think we should just make a random call here. We're going to try to get a hold of Ray over at Mr. K's, see what he's up to. Now, for those of you in the restaurant business, you'll know that 10 minutes after 5 is just about as busy as you get. Okay? So this is kind of mean, but we're going to do it anyway. We're going to find out what Ray knows about barbecued ribs. There's two people working at this place, so it may take him a second just to answer.
Barbecue, may I help you?
Is Ray there?
Yeah, hold on one second.
I'm sure they're finding Ray right now.
They're looking for Ray. I should have asked for Mr. K.
And I'm sure after this article, they're pretty busy today.
Come in, Ray. He's actually cooking.
Hello?
Ray, is that you?
Yep.
Ray, it's Albert.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on the air live.
All right.
On the menu live. Hey, you got a nice write-up in the paper today.
I'm sorry, somebody was calling in. What was your question?
You got a really nice write-up in the paper today.
Yes, we did.
You won the food fight, didn't you?
Yes.
So what do you got to do to those ribs to make them award-winning?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. You have to, you know, put a nice dry rub on there, and you have to put a little bit of barbecue sauce on there, and you slow smoke them for, you know, 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
Slow and slow, that's the key.
That's great. Are you from Tucson, Ray?
Born and raised.
Yes. Now,
my father now is originally from Texarkana, Texas. My mother's from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay. Now, is your dad's Charles, right?
That's correct.
Is he there?
Not at the moment.
Is he out on the porch in a lounge chair?
You know, I don't know where he is. He's pretty much in the retirement stage, and he kind of just comes and goes when he wants to.
Sounds good to me. Well, listen, I know you're real busy. Just real quick, tell me how many different kinds of barbecue sauce you have, or can you share any secret there?
Well, but then I'd have have to come to the radio station and kill you. You know how that goes. All I can say is come down and give it a try for yourself, and that way you'll know.
Okay, now I'm going to take up just a couple more minutes of your time. Jim Redding. Do you know this guy, Jim Redding?
I believe I do. I believe he's a gentleman that works for the Union Pacific.
Really? He's not your brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law? No.
So you're not related at all?
No, no.
He had some really nice things to say about your barbecue. That's awesome. Now, what about Barbara Abrams?
She's yes, I do know her.
Okay, and is she a family member also?
Nope, no family member affiliation at all.
Okay, this guy from London, Charlie Tapper. You know him?
Him I do know. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to quote him. He says, "The first thing I do when I come to Tucson is go to Mr. K's." Is that true?
Well, I would say yes. It's what he tells me. This is the first place he stops, so I would say yes.
And he's not your brother-in-law?
Nope, he is not.
Okay. Are you a member of the Tucson Originals?
I'm not even sure what that is.
Okay, Tucson Originals are a group in Tucson of independent restaurant owners and operators that kind of band together, because you've heard that term, safety in numbers. It's the same thing. I think that you should probably join the Tucson Originals.
I will definitely have to look into it.
Okay, because they can do a lot of stuff for you.
I will definitely look into it. Do they happen to have a website?
They do. It's www.tucsonoriginals.com. You need to check it out.
I will.
Because what they do is, like, if Famous Dave's was to move in next to you, okay, or Texas Roadhouse, we'd actually go down there and burn their buildings down.
I think I like you guys already.
Okay. Well, listen, congratulations again, and I got to get down there and get some of your barbecue.
Please do. Even if you want to just come by and say, you know what, give me a little sample or something.
Now,
happy to do it.
You guys are located at 1830 South Park.
That's correct.
And I noticed that in the paper it didn't have your phone number. What's your phone number?
The phone number here is 792-9484.
Okay, that's super. Now, is it safe down there?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is it safe down there on Park Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck to you, and I hope you have more business than you can handle.
I do, too.
You take care.
I appreciate everybody voting for us.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Nice guy. You can tell he was really busy. That's great. We're going to make another phone call right after the break. Stay with us.
Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, SpinWine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through SpinWine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, SpinWine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach SpinWine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your SpinWine at BevMo or online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. SpinWine, think outside the bottle.
Albert Hall here for the vacationing Matt Russell, along with Chris Hunt and Norma Gentry. Norma, you need to say hi. Nobody's heard
hi.
Your... All right, my posse. The band's off today. We gave him the day off, so we're going to try to get a hold of Jim Murphy from Kingfisher. We want to find out why and how he made the top contender list last week's food fight. And is he going to be at Kingfisher, do you think? Or do you think he'll be at Bluefin? Oh, it's a cell phone. Well, he's probably at home watching the game or something. Awesome. Okay. Well, we should be getting him on the phone here in just a second. Jim Murphy.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you, sir?
I'm well. What's up?
You're live.
Oh, great.
No, I mean really live. Jim, congratulations. Did you read the article in the paper today?
I did not.
Okay. Food fight ended yesterday.
The what?
The food fight, and it was all about ribs.
Oh, great. How'd we do?
Well, you know, you placed. You were right up there with Acacia.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, I wanted to ask you because, you know, I was looking through this list of top contenders, and we've got Broondog, Zydeq, and we've got Dickie's Barbecue, Jack's Original Barbecue, Brushfire Barbecue, Lil Abner's, Daisy Mays, Bub's Grub, and Kingfisher, and I'm thinking to myself, what's Murph done? Do you have, like, barbecued fish ribs? I mean, what's going on over there?
No, we use baby back pork ribs, 1.5 and down. We've done them since we opened. It's actually one of the original menu items. It's one of the few that doesn't come off when we change the menu quarterly. We grill them pretty hard, put a little crust on them. We do a dry rub barbecue, and then we roast them in the oven with kind of steam them for about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. What kind of rub are you using?
Pardon me?
What kind of a rub are you using? You're using dry rub, but what kind?
It's a dry rub. It's a sweet hot. It's brown sugar, black pepper, white sugar, and some other special things. And so they get rubbed really well. And then for service, they're grilled, you know, to give them a little bit more of a nice mm-hmm. dark bark on them. Mm-hmm. And then the prickly pear barbecue sauce we use is one that that we developed a few years ago. It's a sweet, you know, it's not much heat to it. It's a little tang, but it's more sweet than anything, and it gives them a nice, you know, caramelization off the grill. But We use a lot of ribs for a fish joint, yeah.
Well, you need to read this article because do you know a Kimberly R. Smith, 36 years old?
No.
She's a third grade teacher?
No.
Well, I read this article, and she says that she heads to Kingfisher for her favorite prickly pear baby back pork ribs.
She's a lovely, intelligent woman. I know
I'm just wondering if maybe she's related to you or there's some in there.
No, I don't.
Okay. And I think that what she needs to do is order up several hundred racks of ribs for her third grade class, kind of just as a small token of thanks to you for producing such a wonderful product.
Yeah.
Now, you're a Tucson Original, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you find benefits you as a Tucson Original?
Well, phone calls like this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you and I know each other from restaurateurs, but we've met camaraderie through Tucson Originals. You know, it also, you get to deal with other restaurateurs on a different basis. You know, usually we'd meet perhaps in each other's restaurant, mm-hmm. where, you know, out for dinner. Whereas this gives another level of camaraderie in the industry. You know, we meet for a common goal, one, to promote ourselves as businessmen in the community, but also as, you know, we do things for other organizations, philanthropy and that kind of stuff through our different programs. And I think it just kind of rounds us out. It gives us more of an opportunity to interact with the Tucson restaurant community as well as the Tucson, you know, the whole city.
We're in our restaurants. We're working our restaurants. And I think people really appreciate that. Well said. Well said, Murph. And while I have you on the phone, let me just ask you real quick. How would you feel if Matt never came back to this show?
Matt?
Matt Russell.
Well, I don't know. Does Matt like the ribs?
No. Matt, well, of course Matt likes the ribs, but he's on vacation, and I'm actually hosting his show for him.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you thought it'd be cool if he just never came back.
I don't know. Does Matt own a restaurant?
No.
Oh, well, then for you, I want you all there all the time. Then.
Thank you so much. Sure. I know better than to call at 5:15 in the afternoon.
Well, you know, it's funny. We're closed. We close over the 4th to powder our nose, and we were there all day today, steam cleaning and painting and new artwork and redecorated bathrooms.
Is it the 4th? Because I'm supposed to be at a barbecue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then Bluefin closes tomorrow night, and we're doing the same thing over the 4th. So, you know, it's kind of our time off, and the kitchen gets to take their week vacation, and everything just gets spruced up for the guests.
That's awesome. Are you selling some lobsters over at Bluefin?
You know, we're selling a tremendous. You know, that's our Tucson Original 2009 special.
I knew that.
And we are, well, yeah, I mean, I think about 700 or 770 since May 29th when we started the special. So it's been wildly successful for us, and it's a smoking deal. $20 for, you know, a one-pound lobster, butter, and starch and vegetable.
Yeah, did you?
And it's available day and night up at Bluefin. So.
Did you hear that the Maine lobster is going on the endangered species list by
well,
Oceans
thanks
Alive?
Thanks for throwing that out right now, Albert. But,
just kidding. Just kidding.
I did hear that that the price went up last week.
Well, I think that's you're responsible for that. It's a supply and demand, and when there aren't very many of them around because you're selling them all.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, you can get some great live lobster over at Bluefin. Thanks so much for your time with us, and have a great 4th, huh?
Thanks for calling. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. See, I thought I was going to have to talk for a whole hour.
I did pretty well.
Thank goodness for Murph.
Yeah.
Because, quite honestly, I run out of stuff to say.
I doubt that.
All right. You know, later on, we're going to... get some news. Maybe I'll have Chris do a traffic report. But we're going to talk about what do you know about food, Chris?
I know a little bit about it.
Do you? What do you know about July?
You know, I know that July is a good month for barbecues.
Did you know that there's more ice cream sold in July than any other month of the year? You could probably figure that one out, right? I mean, it sounds right. There's all kinds of festivals and stuff going on in the month of July. There's an avocado festival out in California. The Black Eyed Peas Jamboree is going on. My information doesn't say where it is. I'm presuming it's in the South somewhere. We got the Central Maine Egg Festival in July. And I think the Northern Maine Egg Festival is in August, actually. In Spain, everybody knows that the running of the bulls is in July in Pamplona. But did you know that the Fiesta de San Fermín begins in July? And do you know what they do during that festival?
No, what do they do?
I believe that's Europe's biggest tomato fight. You've heard of that before,
yes.
Right? Okay. Gilroy is hosting the Garlic Festival in California. Here's one of my favorites, the International Brick and Rolling Pin Throwing Tournament.
Somewhere,
Anytown, USA. July is National Baby Food Month. There's various blueberry festivals going on all over the... Here's another one that's really good. The National Canned Lunch and Meat Week is held in July, and it's no surprise that there is a spam festival going on in Ohio.
Now, would that be in Hawaii?
No. I think it's in Ohio, actually. And July is also the month for the world's largest ketchup bottle Summerfest birthday party.
Oh.
And I don't know where that's being held. Okay, July's National Hot Dog Month.
If that coincided with the Spain Tomato Festival, that
probably,
would work out
probably.
Well.
It's Picnic Month. And my favorite, it's National Pickle Month.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's okay. It's Lasagna Awareness Month. You know, I don't know if all the stuff on the internet is true, but you know what? It's fun.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
It must be. National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. And it's also National Culinary Arts Month. Oh, and National Horseradish Month. And that's all I have to say about that. We're going to get back to some of the festivals probably after our break. We've got 2 minutes to probably, we should probably talk about Acacia. Lots of fun stuff going on at Acacia this summer. For those of you who don't know, Acacia has officially taken over the Tohono O'Toole Tea Room, the operation, daily operation and management of the tea room, and we're really excited. We kick off our full menu Sunday morning with breakfast starting at 7 a.m. Breakfast is served from 7 to 10 and then a brunch from 10 to 2. So you need to come check it out. Brunches at Tohono O'Toole are always fun. It's a great setting. What a fabulous Tucson gem. It'll be great. And then regular lunch service is served from 11 to 4 during the week. And we're actually spiffing up the afternoon tea. And it'll be more of a traditional Victorian tea. Should be a lot of fun. It's $14 plus. And we're going to be offering a bunch of different varieties of tea. So after the break, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about Acacia. And then after that, we'll probably talk a little bit more about Acacia. Stay with us.
It's hip, it's fresh, it's hot, it's On the Menu Live. I'm Matt Russell. Join me every Thursday afternoon at 5 right here on The Jolt as I dish out the latest buzz in the local restaurant, hospitality, and entertainment scene. On the Menu Live will give you a seat at the table with local restaurateurs, sommeliers, bartenders, top chefs, and all of Tucson's culinary characters, plus a few surprises that you won't want to miss. Get ready for the weekend in style with On the Menu Live, Thursday afternoons at 5, only on AM 1330, The Jolt.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. A California judge is postponing for a week until July 13th a hearing to decide if Michael Jackson's mother will remain temporary guardian of his children. A lawyer for Jackson's second ex-wife, Debbie Rowe, says she has not decided if she'll seek custody of the two oldest children. Probate attorney Mina Serkin says Rowe certainly has legal standing.
The issue with Debbie Rowe is whether or not her parental rights were terminated. And if they weren't terminated, she still has legal obligations as a parent. And she has legal obligations to support those children.
Jackson's will asks that his mother be made permanent guardian. South Carolina investigators have found no misuse of taxpayer money in Governor Mark Sanford's travels. The inquiry was initiated after Sanford admitted having an affair with a woman in Argentina. The U.S. economy lost a surprising 467,000 jobs in June. The report gave Wall Street a case of the nerves. The Dow Industrial Average fell more than 200 points. This is CNN Radio.
U.S. Marshals seized Bernard Madoff's $7 million Manhattan apartment Thursday. A judge sentenced Madoff to 150 years in prison earlier this week. His property is being taken to help repay some of the clients he swindled. A Michigan couple made a surprising discovery when they decided to dig a new pond on their property. Rich Schneider says they found bones from a 10,000-year-old mastodon in their front yard.
Last Friday, the excavator came out and started working on it, and he got quite a distance into it when all of a sudden he came across what was a large, large bone.
The mastodon once roamed the Great Lakes region. It looked much like an elephant. The bones will be donated to the University of Michigan. Sisters Serena and Venus Williams will meet for a fourth time in the women's final at Wimbledon. Serena defeated Russian Elena Dementieva in the semifinals, while Sister Venus was dispensing with number one seed Dinara Safina. The women's final is Saturday. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
This July 4th weekend at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haul away, which combined can save you up to $79. Dishwashers, refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Save not once, but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th and U.S. only, see store for details.
Sam's Club is making July 4th the best time to hit the sack. Get some shut-eye and sleep like a baby with the year's biggest savings from Serta, makers of the world's best mattresses. Prices have dropped by up to $50, with queen mattresses starting at under $300 and twins at under $100. No wonder Sam's Club is America's number one mattress retailer. Don't miss your chance to save and catch some Z's this July 4th with the Serta mattress from Sam's Club. Visit your local Sam's Club or samsclub.com.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine at BevMo or online at SvinWine.com. That's www.SvinWine.com. Svin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
Welcome back. Albert Hall here, filling in for Matt Russell. I have a chef friend of mine on the line. Jonathan Landine is with us. Jonathan.
Albert.
How are ya?
Oh, baby, enjoying the July. Praying for rain.
Yeah, well, it's raining. Or no, I'm sorry. It's not raining. It's just like about a million percent humidity.
Yeah.
Feels like rain.
Reminds me of training in New Orleans.
Reminds me of Finding Nemo. A little underwater there. What do you got going on tonight, Chef? What are you up to?
Oh, let's see. Tonight, kind of kicking around. We've had some guys from Britain in town. I think they've been working out at Raytheon. I'm not sure. So they've been in drinking up all the Arrogant Bastard beer and eating all my buffalo, and I'm looking forward to hoping they're coming back in tonight. We just made crab and corn bisque, which is a favorite. We're closed the 4th, but we're open the Friday and the Sunday and every other day, so God, I've got a lot of stuff going. I'm going down to the Children's Museum on next Friday and teach some 8 and 10-year-olds a little bit about hands-on cooking and local ingredients and gardening.
Okay, good. That sounds great. You know, I'm doing that the following Friday.
Yeah, so I'll give you a heads up. I'll call you and tell you what we did, and I'll try not to use the entire garden up.
Well, you know, it's going to be just like camping, Jonathan, which is no problem for you.
Yeah, not
they
at
don't
all.
They don't really have any facilities there, so it's kind of, you know, pitch a tent, set your camp, and go for it. Try not to hurt any of the kids.
Well, it's going to be fun. You know what? We're actually going to do rather than try to give them sharp knives, we're going to give them scissors and let them cut up mint and make a little mint lemonade. We've got a couple of ideas. So.
Oh, I was going to do that.
Yeah. Well, were you going
to? Gee whiz. So, is your patio pig? What's going on with that?
Patio pig's over. Unfortunately, every Thursday in June we did patio pig, but I'll tell you the exciting news is we're planning a mini pig, which is going to be every.
Oh no! Like Piglet?
Yep. Piglet. We're gonna do. We're gonna start making sausage in August, and we're gonna have a sausage bar on the patio every Thursday in September.
A sausage? Is that like a Bloody Mary bar, or
exactly?
With sausage.
We're gonna have brats, Italian. We're gonna have maybe we're gonna make some andouille. We're gonna make maybe some lamb braisé, and we're gonna do a little sausage outside on the buffet. And you can come and fix it up. Have peppers and onions sautéed and all kinds of mustard and potato salad and coleslaw, and we're just going to do that. And every Thursday in September, everybody was disappointed that pig finally finished. We kind of ran out, so we're going to take the little piglet and we're going to stuff him inside himself and grill him up.
Piglet. I like Piglet and Eeyore.
Eeyore, I do too. So well, yeah, we're going to do something different. I got a bunch of sausage stuffers from the gentleman that used to own the Blue Saguaro. His son, Lou Butesh, is the bartender for me, and he had a bunch of his sausage grinders and stuff, so we're going to...
That sounds fabulous. That's so summer-like, grilled sausages.
Yep, and play the links.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Nate, I heard your cooking class was a great success.
It worked out pretty good.
Yeah, we finished, but I guess they've got a new one online, and we got some new guys coming to cook, so that'll be fun for... Anybody wants to learn how to cook? I think Adam Bizzolini is going to take one of the spots.
Very
from
good.
Maynard's. And heck, I decided, what the heck, I'm doing grilling classes at my house.
That's cool. You're not going to do the master's class again?
No, well, I stepped aside to let some of the younger guys come in. And you know, so there's people who want to do it, and I think there's young chefs in Tucson that need to be introduced to the public. You know, old dogs like me, we've been around forever. I think it's, you know, I don't mind, but... So I told my class I wasn't going to do that, and they go, you should." One of them said, "You should teach my husband how to grill." So I emailed everybody, and we've got two grill classes filled up for the 9th and 16th of August, and I think we're going to do another one on the 30th of August.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Yeah, there are some of the older guys that are probably so old that, I don't know, they don't have the sense to quit.
I was even retired. That was, yeah. And John Simic is long gone. So, you know, some of the old classics. We were having this conversation because Jack Mackey was in town, and he used to own an Old Solomon Mill restaurant. And any of your listeners would remember him from those days. You know, Jack got out of the business and went into motivational speaking. I do motivational speaking. I look in the mirror every morning and say, it's going to be okay.
Did you, I don't mean to change the subject, but did you know that it's the late Dave Thomas's birthday today?
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and, you know what? When I get back to my bar, I will drink a toast.
Throw one back to him. Yeah, he invented the little square one. I miss him.
Yeah,
I miss him.
I mean, the guys, you know, the part of the joy of the old days in Tucson, and you know, because you've been in cities where you've seen it, you know, we knew all the chefs, knew everybody. you know, and I know you're very active in the Chefs Association. I've been negligent in that, but you know, to know all the guys in town who are working and watch them, you know, go through the ranks. Omar Ramirez was a sous chef at the Holiday Inn Holodome, and he's running Triple D,
Omar's Highway Chef.
Yep. And, you know, and Issa Moussa's still cooking at Skyline, and he's been there 30-plus years.
Wow.
And so sometimes I hear the old names, and I'm, you know, I kind of miss the days when I was feeling a little friskier.
I hear the old names, and I think I might have known them, but I can't remember.
Rocco Corrado.
Yeah.
Does that name ring a bell?
No, absolutely not.
He was John Simic's sous chef at the Westward Look. In their heyday, and that was a wonderful sculptor, and he's running food service for the U of A now.
I miss those old times, you know, where you could throw stuff at the young cooks and not lose your restaurant over it.
Yeah, I remember how that was. I threw a few things under pressure. Under pressure was the pressure of the job that makes you crazy.
Wow.
Partially that's us. What are you doing? What's going on for you? You haven't.
Oh, nothing.
I see you got. I read in the paper now that you've got a farmers market on Saturday and Sunday at St. Philip's Park.
Well, not only that, but we just opened the Tohono O'Toole Tea Room, and we'll be fully operational on Sunday.
Oh, that's nice. That's beautiful ground.
And you know that we just broke ground on the Euro Deli that we're opening up next to Acacia.
Oh, I heard about that. I want to come in and see.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make some sausage for your grand opening.
Yeah, and I bought a small chain of restaurants. You probably never heard of them.
Well, you know when someone gives you a bunch of money, you're not supposed to go like Bob and Jan. You're
okay.
Not supposed to go.
You never use your own money, Chef. You leverage.
Oh, Sam Fox will tell you that.
I'm just saying, you never use your own money.
Oh God! Why didn't you tell me that 15 years ago?
What are you doing for your Tucson Original Summer Special?
We've got we change it up off and on, but we're doing a steak and we're doing a petite filet right now, and we're doing one of our fish. I think I just got some fresh grouper in, and I've got some halibut. And you can have fish of the day. We'll pick one, and then you come in, and if you order that, even if you don't mention the summer special, we go. Oh, we kind of do like it's a ganga thing. And we ring the bell and say, ding, 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 you've won the 2009 special. And then we give them a choice of soup or salad or dessert with their meal.
Wow. That sounds like a screaming deal.
Yeah, we're having fun. We're doing that one. We're doing, September's, we got the Arizona Restaurant Week coming up, so we got something fun for that. And oh, God, I got a great thing. Every Wednesday night at the Cork, every Wednesday night at Jonathan's, Dollar Shrimp. And we do fried shrimp and barbecued shrimp and cocktail shrimp and scampi and, you know, and blackened shrimp, and everyone's just a dollar. So if you want 10 shrimp, it's $10.
Okay. Could I call up and say I'd like 2,650 shrimp?
To go?
To go. Can you deliver them to Acacia?
Would you like them in a hot box or they're ready for the catering?
They'd still be a dollar each?
Yeah, you know what? They would be.
That's incredible.
Even for you, I'd make a little bit of money on it.
Well, let me ask you another question, Chef. You know, July 30th through August 3rd in Clinton, Montana, it's the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival.
Ooh.
serving deep-fried bull testicles. And I was wondering, have you ever been up there? This year is the 26th annual testicle festival.
Boy, that'll test your skills.
Well, I mean, I know that you hunt a lot. And
yep. I've never been to that one. You know, my dad was born and raised in Wyoming, and I went to school there for a year. And my grandpa fished the Flaming Gorge, which is great trout fishing. But I haven't been to that festival. Yeah, but it sounds like some place I'd like to go.
Okay, you need to go there. We're gonna give a gift certificate away on this next segment, Chef. Thank you so much. Be kind to those little piglets.
I will do that, and you know what? I will. I'll drop you a note and let you know when we're doing it. You can come over and share a brat with me.
That sounds great, Chef. You have a great 4th of July.
Enjoy yourself. Be safe, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We're going to come back right after this break, and we're going to give away a $25 gift certificate to the Tea Room at Tohono O'Toole Park.
over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation, Spin Wine, has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Spin Wine. Relying on European technology, Spin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Spin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Spin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Spin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Spin Wine at BevMo or online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Spin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
Welcome back to On the Menu with Albert Hall, filling in for Matt Russell. We got to give away a gift certificate in this segment. The Tohonochul Tea Room, located in Tohonochul Park, the northwest side of Tucson. Awesome place for lunch. Great for a wedding reception. Great for
just about anything.
Yeah. Brunch, Sunday brunch, breakfast. Mm-hmm. Great breakfast menu. Man.
Kids have a lot of fun there. A lot of critters running around.
Yeah. I like to take my grandkids there. They're 3 and 4. I like to take their tennis shoes off and tell them to go running through the park, you know. We've got every kind of cactus you could imagine in there.
That's why you only have supervised visits.
And
could you describe actually what goes on there? I mean, you know, we used to have advertising for Tohonochul Tea Room on our station, and you know, we would read all about it, but you never really got an idea, and everyone would come away from it saying it was so beautiful and you got to go visit, it's so peaceful. Could you explain a little bit what you would do?
The Tohonochul Park, let me see if I can get this right. It's 52 acres, because I was on actually Matt's show about a month ago, and that was the trivia question, was how many acres is Tohonochul Park? And I read in one document that it was 52 acres. Anyway, it's a trust that was set up by the Wilson family, and it's to preserve the Sonoran Desert in its natural state. So it's real similar to a botanical garden. They have all kinds of really cool programs there that have to do with local plant life, plant species that are indigenous to the Sonoran Desert that maybe aren't so prolific as they used to be. They preserve them. They are a self-funded trust that they support through plant sales and other fundraising activity. It's just a fantastic place. If you've never been there, you've got to go check it out. It's pristine. They take very, very nice care of the of the grounds, and it's absolutely beautiful. They have a greenhouse where they propagate all their different plants that they sell, as well as grow in the park. But it's a very lush xeriscape of native plants.
Especially with the rain in the past couple of days, it looks really nice. I mean, just
it's
today,
almost
I
not like desert.
Yeah, right.
I know. We are. We're going to be doing some cooking demonstrations. Hopefully, in the they have a couple different venues that we can use. They have an education building that they do classes in. They have different gardens and types and styles of gardens. So we'll be using some different venues to do cooking classes. They have a fabulous ethno garden there.
Where some private inside areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fabulous. I need to come up with something really great, because these people need to. Somebody needs to call in and win this gift certificate.
This is true.
So, what do you think?
You put me on the spot.
Yeah. Keep talking.
You know, I thought that was your job to think up the question.
Well, I already told you I couldn't talk for an hour straight. Okay, we'll come up with something here. But in the meantime, I've got something we can do.
We have 7 minutes to come up with something.
No. I've got
a caller.
I got this. July 2nd through the 5th is the Naperville Rib Fest in Naperville, Illinois. Okay. I can't do that one. That's not okay. Here's one. July 4th through 11th, the National Cherry Festival is held where? Is that too hard?
I think there'd be a pretty good guess there, but I don't know.
Where, when you think of cherries, what do you think of?
Well, am I going to win the gift certificate?
No. But, I mean, we've got to put it out there. No, it's not in Washington.
Oh, that was my guess.
Okay, well, doggone it. You know, we're going to keep moving on this. It's in Traverse City, Michigan.
Okay.
Well, that's not
going to
work.
What do you think? Would that be a good one? You know, maybe these people aren't listening. Maybe this is kind of background noise that we, you know.
Caller Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, is this Dave?
This is Dave.
Is this famous Dave?
What's his trivia question?
No, hang on a second. Is this famous Dave or the famous Dave's rib joint?
It certainly is.
You don't sound like the Dave that I know that owns Famous Dave's.
Is this a Dave that's causing mayhem?
Sir.
Are you changing your voice?
Oh, come on, what's the trivia question?
Well, hang on a second. Hang on. Man. Put me on the spot like that. You called in before we even asked the question?
Oh.
Is that fair?
I heard something about cherry.
Well, that's just... Well, you... Okay, yeah. What's the answer?
I don't know. Is it Door County, Wisconsin?
that's the testicle festival. No, it's not. Actually, it was Traverse City, and that wasn't the question.
Oh man, okay.
Are you disguising your voice? Are you really someone else?
No, this is Dave.
We don't have any way of checking his ID, do we? Okay.
It's got to be easy enough that a 3-year-old can answer it, because that's all I got to back up. I don't have any Google. I don't have any of that stuff.
I can do this. Okay. I bet you know a lot about beer, don't you, Dave?
A couple things about the suds.
Yeah. In fact, you've probably been drinking a lot of beer today, haven't you?
No, sir. Not yet.
Okay. Are you from Tucson, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. All right, we got to get going on this thing. Here's what we're going to do. This is the question. What is my birthday?
Ah, geez. August 18th.
No, you were so close. Oh, that's Norma's birthday.
How about just how old you are?
No, he knows how old I am. Don't you, Dave?
From
just
Tucson.
Say it, Dave. From
I've
Tucson.
Never met, sir.
You're such, Dave. You're such a liar.
Okay, I gotta go. I'm in traffic.
Listen, you better not be talking on the phone. You know, there's going to be a law against that. Okay, Dave.
I will talk to you later.
Okay, I love you, Dave. Okay, Here's what we're going to do.
Collar gum.
Is that the... Okay. Collar gum, is that you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, gum.
Yeah.
Is that your first name?
Yes, it is.
Can you spell it for me?
G-J-U-M.
G-J-U-M?
Yeah, the J silent.
That's interesting name.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me the origin of that name?
Old English to New French.
Wow. Okay. What is your last name? Can you say that on the air?
No.
Okay. Is it you can't say it or you can't pronounce it?
I can't say it.
Okay. Well, all right. Are you calling from Tucson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's good. I was trying to trick you because we're only heard in Tucson.
No, you're heard worldwide.
Really? Oh, on the World Wide Web?
Yes, sir.
Our station streams worldwide. So, yes, technically he could be in Brazil and he could be listening.
Gum, let me ask you a question. Well, hang on a second, Gum. I got to put you through the paces here. So, do you know Matt Russell?
Sadly, yes.
You do? And are you a close friend of his? Or
no.
No.
Well, it's unrequited. I can't. He doesn't like me.
Oh, he doesn't like you?
That's correct.
Super. Okay, well, you know what? You don't live your life trying to please other people.
Exactly.
Okay, Gum, you know what? Doggone it. If Matt Russell never came back, do you think it would be okay if I just took his show?
Yeah. I do.
Okay. You know what, Gum? You're getting this gift certificate.
Thank you, sir.
You've won that. Now, I need to, before I actually mail it to you, you have to tell me, Gum, why doesn't Matt like you?
Well, it's a long story.
Okay, can you do it in a minute and a half?
I can try.
This is it.
It all started with basically a secret ingredient called bison.
Really?
Yeah.
Ricin?
Bison.
Is that some kind of...
Is that
a strain of botulism used for germ warfare?
No, bison. Buffalo.
Oh, buffalo.
Yeah, you remember that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
You're kidding me.
No, he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it?
I do, and we get into a fight, yeah.
Did anybody get hurt?
Just the bison. Not yet.
Not yet? Are you still fighting with him?
Yeah.
Is he going to be pretty ticked that you won this gift certificate?
He probably won't be.
Really?
Yeah.
We could make something up. Are we recording this, by the way? So Matt's actually going to listen to the show, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay. You know what? You're going to win this.
Thank you.
And we're actually going to mail it to you. And I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Norma.
Take care. Thanks, Gum.
Take care.
Wow. That's great. All right. Well, I don't think I'm ever going to be asked back on this show. But you know what? I love you, Matt Russell, wherever you are. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. On the Menu. Take care.
AM 1330, where Tucson talks.
Okay, listen up.
Get every side of the story.
Anything goes. No holds barred.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Keep it locked right here. AM 1330. Tucson Talks.
The experts thought it would be better than this. The unemployment rate rose to 9.5% in June as the economy lost 467,000 jobs. That's 100,000 more than most economists expected. Jill Schlesinger.